just young people. And you're talking about the pigs. How would you put the feed for the pigs when you had them in a pen? How would you handle it?
Well, that trough in there, you know, they make a little trough and put it in there. Usually, they fed them, had some, probably some of the feed would be dry, some would be wet, and slop, made in a slop form. Usually, probably some of the waste from the tables, and they might buy some feeds, maybe wheat shorts or something like that, mix in there with it, you know, back in those times. And then they fed them corn, you see, where they just go the whole ear of corn over in there, you know.
I see. Anything that was wet would be in the trough.
In the trough slot. And they just throw the corn over in there. They throw that on the floor anyway. Whatever feed them make that. Now, you don't see that no more, you know, putting them up. And you might run into the kids, but you little people don't do. The only reason they don't feed for lard no more, that meat most of what you're trying to, you don't try to grow them for that. We got away, we don't even have lard type of.
Most of meat. All our selection, when we select and breed stock, we select according to meat. The meat type pig,
Do you have any memories of wild hogs?
Well, they have right there. Had some around in the section, and I've been out there to pick my book. Well, what do you
get wild, they wild too. They'll tell you.
I've heard they're really vicious.
Right, they
what do you call those?
Tush.
And they really can.
Well, that's in the male, in that bull. Oh. No, you don't find that in the sow. Now, you find that some of them males that's tame, you know. You got them out here in the pen. And they kind of vicious too, them bulls with them strong tush. You gotta be careful around. They ain't really gonna hurt you.
Get aggressive. The stuff that you scrape off that stands up on the back, is there a difference between the hair and the bristle? In other words, when you
hair
butcher,
and bristle.
Yeah, when you butcher a hog and you scrape off the
hair.
Back, is that just hair?
The hair, that's right.
But you never call
that
a bristle?
No, don't ever do that. I never went to put a bristle in his head.
And around here, did they ever grow sheep very much?
Not too many sheep around here.
And
now you don't see the sheep.
I almost never do when I drive around here. If a farmer kept some sheep, would he be after meat or?
Almost likely be for wool, I mean, and probably for meat too, you know, they probably sell some of them. And that's what I think they have for two purposes, what they raise them for mostly.
This isn't much of a mutton country.
No mutton around this mutton country.
How about different kinds of dogs, something that would be small and very noisy dog.
Yeah, I don't know too much about these breeds of dogs.
I don't think this is a special breed. It's just, I think it goes by the size and the noise it makes. Do you ever have a fight?
Fight?
Yeah, is that
what they have a little fight dog. Yeah, I mean, little dog makes little old bit of dog to bark a whole lot, ain't nothing to him too much, but just a lot of noise, you know, and his voice is kind of.
Is he any good for hunting? In other words, he's just a.